Welcome to Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz, a candid conversation as we learn about types of dementias, such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, frontal temporal, and Lewy body, and the effects on the people we love. Jill's years of dedication and experience help you adapt, overcome obstacles, and find positive outcomes. It's time for Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz.
It's a great time of year. I love summer when the weather's warm and we get a chance to get out and get some exercise. And I have a great way for you to do that. Today, I've invited Rebecca Engel back to the show. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Jill. Thanks for having me.
You are the manager, director of the Denver Walk?
Director of the Denver Walk. That's correct.
Yeah, the Walk to End Alzheimer's. A fabulous event.
Yes, it is.
Fabulous event. So today, folks, I want to make sure you grab your pad and pen because you're going to want to write down some of the various walks going on around the state of Colorado. For those of you who are nationwide and worldwide, you may have walks near you, and they will be formatted similar to some of the walks that we're talking about today. Every walk across the country does their own thing, right, Rebecca?
Yep. Everybody puts in their own little spin to it, but as far as the walks go, they look very similar, and everybody has a wonderful experience no matter where they are.
Exactly. And it's my favorite event. I love this event. It's just so much fun. And one of the reasons is because so many people show up to support not only their loved ones, but their friends, and just the walk in general, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We have about 12,000 people in the Denver Walk on September 14th. So we're really excited to have an even bigger crowd this year, and it's a really great support system for everybody.
It's amazing. Right down to the activities, just walking yourself, but all the various vendors that come to share whatever information they can share to bring good resources to people. And I really want to break the Denver Walk down, okay?
Sure.
But while people are grabbing their pad and paper so they can grab information for a little bit later, let's talk about some of the really cool things that happen around the walk. This year, this wasn't a cool thing, but Pat Bowlen, the beloved Mr. Yes. B, owner of the Denver Broncos football organization, National Football Organization, his journey with Alzheimer's ended. And albeit sad, he's really put a face behind the disease.
He really has. And him and his family have been wonderful supporters of the Alzheimer's Association and are wonderful helpers with spreading the awareness of the disease as well.
Right. Last year, they really started a new way to recognize the disease itself and support the organization. And they had everybody wear purple on a certain day at training camp. Is that happening again this year?
It is. So this year is the second annual of the Denver training camp. It's going to be July 21st, which is next, this Sunday coming up. Oh, my goodness.
That's fast.
This Sunday. So they're asking everybody to wear a little bit of purple aside from the orange and blue for that day. And the Alzheimer's Association will be out there handing out some goodies. And if anybody has any questions about the disease or the association and what we do, please feel free to come up to the tent and we'd be happy to talk with you.
It's such an awesome event. And it happens at the field house.
Correct. Correct.
But I'm not sure exactly where it is. What's the exact
that
name?
Is out in Englewood, actually, and I don't have the actual address with me at the moment. But
that's okay.
You can go on their website, on the Broncos website, and all of the information is on there.
Fantastic. Absolutely. And it is right off of Arapahoe Road Broncos Parkway.
Yes.
So if anybody's out in the Aurora area, it really is actually technically Englewood.
Yep.
But the area, for most of us that have been long-timers in this area, we know it is as the kind of South Aurora area. So anyway, it's just a cool thing. Some of the Broncos players have had this in their family. We know that Demaryius Thomas, he was very vocal about his grandmother passing away. It's been hard for Denver fans to watch the Bowlen family go through this. Annabelle announced her journey with this disease about a year ago.
Yes.
And they've just been hit hard. But the way they support the association and the fight against Alzheimer's is phenomenal.
It is phenomenal. And the way they support one another is absolutely wonderful and beautiful to watch. So, again, we appreciate not only the Broncos organization but the family as well.
And so if the fans want to support something other than maybe their own team, or they just want to give some dollars, the Broncos have set up a way for them to donate on behalf of Mr. B, right?
They sure have. And we'll have that website out on their actual Broncos website as well for a training day.
Okay.
So people can donate to that page and help support the Broncos with the organization as well. So,
and that's awesome. So football fans, get out there. I think it's denverbroncos.com. You can also follow them on Facebook. They always have a really cool purple Broncos logo.
Yep. It'll say go purple.
And they sometimes have a night at one of the games. Are they doing that again as well?
We will. We'll be the Alzheimer's Association will be at the game on the 15th. We're still in the midst of planning and seeing what all that information looks like. But
wow, that's the day after the walk.
It is.
Wow.
But all that information will be up and coming. So okay. Stay tuned for all of that.
Okay. So ALZ.org/walk. But don't we want to put Colorado in there? ALZCO/or how's that?
The easiest way to get to the walk page is alz.org/walk, and then from there you can pick Denver, Colorado.
Perfect. Don't listen to me, folks. What do I know? Oh, my God. Okay. So one other bit of information before we get on in deep into the walks and how fabulous they are. The International Conference on Alzheimer's is happening in L.A. as we speak.
As we speak, yes. It is happening from July 14th through the 18th. So
awesome.
There's researchers and staff and everybody in support of the Alzheimer's Association is there as well.
And I wanted to bring that up because I get questions a lot about, do researchers speak to one another about what they're doing and so forth? And yes, they actually do. This is a great format. They do it once a year where they come and they bring posters that are they're not just like a poster like of a rock band or something. They're a poster of how their whatever trial they're working on is going from A to Z. And it's very clinical and scientific.
Yes.
But all these scientists come together. They have various breakout sessions and conferences and speakers. And why that's important to you folks is because if you want to know what's going on, if you want to know about Dr. Bashkar's new work that he's doing down in New Mexico, if you want to know what Bruce Miller is doing in San Francisco, if you want to know what Barry Peterson's doing at Mayo, if you want to know what Dr. Huntington Potter is doing here in Denver, or Risa Sperling at Harvard, you can find out.
Yep.
They disseminate this information to us, and you'll see little blips and blurbs. I saw one on Facebook this morning about something that came out of the conference. It wasn't groundbreaking. It was about getting more sleep and, you know, eating right and keeping yourself busy and so on and so forth. And those are things that the association tries to tell people all the time.
Absolutely. And if anybody ever needs any of that information, you're free to call our 800 number, 800-272-3900. It's a 24/7 hotline. You can call that, ask any sort of information. We have over 200 languages they speak. It's all master level folks answering those phone calls. So please feel free to reach out anytime. And then we also have our online classes that we have available. That website is training.alz.org to help understand the disease and other forms of dementias as well that go right along with your show.
That sounds cool. Okay, so now let's dive into the walk.
Let's do it.
I love the walks. It's just an amazing event at Denver City Park.
Absolutely.
Every year.
Absolutely. We have a wonderful festival area that's actually kind of nestled in between the zoo and the museum right there. We have all kinds of exhibitors and sponsors there. We have all kinds of fun stuff going on stage. We have anything from Zumba to the Broncos cheerleaders and everything in between there as well for everybody to be entertained. And again, you can, like you said earlier, there's, you know, people that you can walk around and you can get information at everybody's booths about anything you're looking for, whether it be a care community, whether it be insurance, anything like that, we have available and readily there for everyone.
I love that. So say somebody wants to start a team. Where would they begin?
Where? At that wonderful website we mentioned earlier at alz.org/walk. Find your local walk there, and it's a really easy process to just hit that register button and walk through the steps. And if you need anything, please feel free to call your local office.
Okay. Well, let's think this through for a minute. Let's give people some ideas, okay?
Sure.
So I'm getting on the website. I'm signing up. I've got to name my team.
Absolutely.
Okay. So my team is always She's Somebody's Hero. It's for my mom.
Yes.
And it's based on a country song.
Yeah.
So at that point, I have to start thinking about maybe sending out some emails to people.
Yes. So anytime you register, you have a website readily available for you. It's called our Participant Center. You can log into that, and there are emails, there are letters, everything like that for you, all ready to go, templates for you to send out. You can even post it on your social media. There's a button that you can push directly right there. It says Connect to Facebook, and that will connect you directly to your fundraising page.
Okay.
And folks around the country, whoever is in your circle, can donate from there.
Okay. So now I have a page.
Yes.
I'm creating a page.
You have a page.
And so I can write something about my family member, or I can tell them about how fabulous my mom was. Maybe throw a picture on there, kind of make it personal.
Make it personal, absolutely. Everybody wants to hear your story. They want to know why you're involved. So once people know that, they're more apt to help out, and they want to join. They want to join in the efforts. They want to join you. They want to support you in what you're doing. So absolutely, put those personal pictures on there. Write that personal story and send that out to everyone.
How about a video? Could I make a video?
Absolutely.
Just saying, hi, friends. Hey, this is a picture of my mom.
Absolutely.
whatever it is. Okay, that's cool. And then so to put it on social media, it's going to let me put it on Facebook?
It's going to let you put it on Facebook, but the only trick to that is you have to do it through your participant center.
Okay.
And that's what will link you directly to your Facebook, to your participant page as well. So if you do it from Facebook, it's not going to link to your personal page. So
I have to do it the other way around.
Correct.
I've got to make it on my new fundraising page and then connect it to Facebook.
Absolutely.
Can I connect it to Twitter?
They're still working on Twitter and Instagram. That's
okay.
Not quite up yet, but I know that's in the works. But Facebook is definitely the major major thing that we're doing right now.
And so then I'm trying to think of some ideas of ways to maybe get somebody to donate.
Yes.
Okay. So let's just kind of maybe brainstorm a few ideas for people if they're wondering, well, what can I do? How can I get my family involved or what have you?
Absolutely. Again, Facebook, if you don't have Facebook, there's so many things that we've done over the years. There's get the kids involved as well and have them do a lemonade stand.
People
love an old-fashioned lemonade stand.
Yeah.
You can do garage sales and put up some signs that say, you know, money goes towards the Alzheimer's Association. People are more apt to donate a little bit more for that shirt or whatever it is they're looking at because it's going to a nonprofit.
Yeah.
So just really easy things. Car washes.
Bake sale.
Bake sales.
My
absolutely.
Favorite.
Everybody loves food. You know, have a barbecue and have everybody bring a dish to pass and, you know, put the donation jar out and have everybody donate, you know, $5, $10, $20 for some food and some, you know, just a fun day. So it can be something so simple like that.
So I've had a couple of great ideas over the years.
Let's hear them.
So I have had friends meet me at a local pub.
Mm-hmm.
And I charge them $25 each to come.
Yep.
And they still have to pay for their drinks and stuff.
Yeah, of course.
but have like a margarita thing.
Yeah.
I've done one at Kate's Wine Bar where I upped the ante and charged $50. You know, the people paid $50 to attend this party. I've thrown a party in my backyard where my husband and I play music, and we ask everybody to donate, and we call it our garden party, but I've done that. I know people that have just had a group join or did Margarita Day or something like that, and just to be connected with everybody talking on that particular day, you know, you paid $25 or $50. When I ask people to support me on the walk and I'm sending emails, I usually ask them for like $100.
Yeah, I love it. Go big.
Per person.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I've done that many, many times.
Yeah.
You could do a bike ride.
You can do any sort of activity, absolutely. And, you know, kind of going back to the breweries, it's Colorado. Breweries are so willing to help local nonprofits.
Yeah.
So go in and talk with the manager and say, hey, we want to do this. And there's a lot of breweries, there's a lot of restaurants that'll do a give back night. And it's super easy. Tell all of your friends and family around your area, say, hey, come, you got to grab dinner anyway, right? So you might as well do it. And part of those proceeds can go back to your fundraising page.
So how does it work if you ask a restaurant, maybe a favorite watering hole, somebody you know owns it or what have you, can you actually say to them, how about giving 10% on one day or one night, everybody that comes in?
Yep.
How do they set that up, or how would they track something like that?
So a lot of them already have the whole system set up on their back end.
That's
so
cool.
All you have to do is ask the manager, say, hey, I'm fundraising for the Alzheimer's Association. Do you guys do give back nights? And a lot of them already have the percentages set up across the board. Some of them are 10, some of them are really generous, and it's up to 33%.
Wow.
So it just depends on where you go and who you ask. And again, if you have any friends or family that are in the restaurant business or in the brewery industry, you know, ask them if they're willing to do that. So, you know, the proceeds from either, you know, let's say 5 to 8 would be an example, or sometimes they give all day and it's that certain percentage of their sales from the day or just a couple hours for dinner.
Nice.
And then they'll write you a check and you can put that towards your fundraising page.
Nice. A few other just ideas that kind of came to me while you were talking. I know a few years back a lady made quilts and sold them.
Yeah.
Our friend Sina, who's been a volunteer at the association for many years, her and her boyfriend got a bunch of friends to paint benches.
Yep.
And you sold them at the walk one year.
Yes, yes.
Just whatever your talent is, if you can do something, you could do an open mic night and charge $10 for everybody that comes into the open mic night.
Yep.
I think I'm going to do that this year. That'd be fun. That you could just have a little fun with it and raise some money. And it doesn't matter where you are in the world. It doesn't matter where you are in the country. All these rules kind of apply no matter where you are. You could do this in any way, shape, or form to support your local walk.
Yep.
But the Denver walk is super fun because you've got bands playing. I've seen breakout sessions where people start dancing. What do you call those? Mob.
Flash mobs.
Flash mobs. Totally fun. And you bring – you always have the flowers. The flowers. Wow.
The flowers.
Yeah.
Yes, the flowers. So right before the walk, we have a wonderful ceremony on stage. It's called the Promise Flower Ceremony. And each flower obviously represents something different. Purple is, unfortunately, the most we see at walk because it represents somebody that we've lost from the disease. Yellow is you're a caregiver. Orange represents you may not have a direct connection, but you're still an advocate and you want to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And blue is if you are living with the disease.
Right.
So we kind of go through each color and we have everybody raise the color that they are very proud of. And at the end, we have one white flower that represents the first survivor, and we know that's going to be out there.
Someday,
soon.
Right?
Someday.
Someday
it will be out there. So that's our – that's definitely our – our hope flower that we put up for everybody.
Yeah.
And it's really special to look out and 10,000 plus people and everybody is holding up a color that they represent there.
It's
absolutely beautiful.
It's emotional.
It is.
It's phenomenal.
It is.
It's just amazing. I think that's my favorite part of the walk.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you are interested at the Denver walk, you always have the research tent.
We do. actually every walk has a research tent where we have a programs tent where you can come and talk with our program staff about, let's say, a class that you're looking for, or if you're a caregiver and you need a little bit of support and you need to get out for an hour, we have that as well. The Denver Walk specifically does have researchers in our tent, a lot of them from around the Denver metro area as well. Right. So they're all local, which is great. So they can talk with you about what they're working on, which is a really cool aspect to learn about on day of. So,
and it's another conduit to trying to help.
Yes.
So not only just coming and raising awareness throughout several months, you know, from January when you first put your committee together,
right,
all the way through September when we have a national Alzheimer's Month, and the bulk of the walks take place, although
yes,
around the country they're in various times just based on best weather scenarios for the most part.
Absolutely.
All the way from, say, April or May, all the way to November. But it's important because if you wanted to get involved in a clinical trial or mm-hmm. you can be matched to a trial if you want to. That's one of the things that's so cool. It's not we're just there to walk and say, wow, look at all the people in Denver who showed up for this walk or wherever you are. It's about being able to go up to a booth and learn more about training and things like that, or in-home assessments like my booth. I'll be there again this year. Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. I love having you.
You could have a care community there. You can have a fund company that helps you manage your funds so that you can care for somebody with Alzheimer's. You can learn about research. You can have a little fun. The kids can paint their faces. And
yes, we have a wonderful kids zone.
Isn't
so
that
it really
awesome?
Is family friendly. It's absolutely. And this year is actually for Denver. It's our 30th anniversary this year.
Wow.
So
right?
We're trying to celebrate in a big way. So we'd love to have everybody come out and celebrate with us.
So bring the kids. People always bring dogs. Think about that for a minute, folks. I tell you one thing that always kind of blows my mind just a little bit, and I'm not trying to be a burster of dreams or anything here, but when dogs are there, people with Alzheimer's get a little afraid of dogs,
yes,
especially if they can't see them out of their peripheral vision. If all of you could put your fingers up and kind of round your thumbs to your fingers and put it in front of your eyes like binoculars, that's about their field of vision. So when a person with Alzheimer's just all of a sudden sees a dog come out of the left side or the right side, it can be scary for them.
Yes.
And dogs get stepped on.
Yep.
When there's 10, 12,000 people there,
yes,
you only have a finite amount of room. And if I always hear a dog cry from being stepped on.
Yes.
Multiple times while I'm there. So, folks, please, really, maybe leave your pets at home. This isn't the best walk. You want to walk your dog in a great walk, do the furry scurry. That would be fantastic. For the Dumb Friends League, but maybe leave your dogs at home for
yes,
this particular walk. So any sponsors that you want to talk about?
We are excited about all kinds of sponsors this year. Anthem, Blue Cross and Blue Shield
excellent,
is one of our gold level sponsors for this year. We're really excited to have them come in a big way. So they will be very represented there as well.
Love that.
We will have our very own Jill Lorenz there with the Summit Resilience training
yeah,
there again this year, which is awesome.
Thank
we love
you. I love
you.
Love that.
Good.
Edward Jones going to be back?
Edward Jones, absolutely. They are a national presenting sponsor across the nation for every walk. So they're our one and only national presenting sponsor. So they will be there in a big way. We love having them there and all of their clients to come out and share the experience with them as well.
Okay.
So, yeah, we have...
If someone wants to buy a booth, they want to be there, they want to support in a bigger way than maybe a team, but a company wants to come out and maybe it's a Comfort Dental or whatever it is. Maybe somebody just wants to buy a booth. How do they do that? They call you?
Call me.
Okay.
Absolutely. Give me a call. You can find me at the Denver chapter at 303-813-1669.
Perfect.
Or you can look us up on our walk website as well, and my information is on there.
Okay. Is it expensive?
It just depends on the level you'd like to, that your company can.
Okay. Give me a starting level.
$1,000 is our lowest level as far as exhibitors go. And then we go all the way up to $25,000.
Well, that's awesome. You can do that, companies. You
absolutely
can do that.
Absolutely.
And that could be a write-off for you.
It is a write-off. Yeah, absolutely. It's
absolutely
a write-off. It's great team building for the company.
Huge.
And you never know how many people in your company are affected by this disease or who's maybe giving, you know, caregiver. And they're needing to cut their hours because the caregiving costs trust is so great. So you never know. So this is a really great way for people to learn about what's going on in their employees' lives and to really help out in that way as well.
So care communities, home companies, home care companies, get involved again. The price level is right there again for them to come back and enjoy the walk. You can bring your whole staff if you want to. Bring teams. You can bring banners. You've got a focus group there of people coming because they love somebody with this disease. So it can really pay off for you and get involved with that. Do you still have national teams that are involved, like Home Instead Senior
Care?
We do,
yes. We have all kinds of national teams. The list has gotten longer year after year.
There's a sorority that's
we
involved?
We do. Sigma Kappa one of our national teams as well. Brookdale and Morningstar is actually a new national team this year as well. And they've been involved with not only the Denver Walk, but some of the other walks around the state of Colorado as well. So they're a big part of things this year, which is really cool. Sunrise Senior Living is also another big one.
Excellent.
There's a ton. Wells Fargo, United Healthcare, the list goes on and on.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
And all those sponsors can be honored and viewed if you want to know if your company is a national sponsor on alz.org/co, okay? Go on the Colorado site if you're looking specific for that. But on any walk, you can literally find the sponsors for that. Well,
yes. We've
talked about a lot.
We have.
But just to recap, when is the walk? Give the date and the
September
time.
September 14th. Everything starts at 7 a.m. Registration opens up at 7. Our program that we talked about a little bit ago starts at 9 on stage, and then the walk immediately to follow.
At Denver City Park.
Denver City Park.
Talk about parking.
Parking is a little tricky. I'm not going to sugarcoat that one.
Right.
But we do have parking available in the shared lots between the museum and the zoo. Mm-hmm. And we also have, of course, the surrounding neighborhoods are very – you're welcome to park there. And the two surrounding high schools, East High School and Manuel High School, are also willing to have us park there as well. And we have shuttles going to and from Manuel. So if you can't walk quite that far, absolutely grab the shuttle and come on over.
Okay. Well, they've made it easy for you. So now you know you can go to the website and any website, really, but we're talking about Colorado today, and go on the site. You can look for resources. You can look for the walk near you in your state. You're going to find a team captain guide more than likely.
Yes.
You'll find where the location is for the walk. You'll find where exactly you can park if you want to be a sponsor. There's a price for you that will fit with your company. Get your team name going. Build your fundraising page. Tell a nice story, right?
And
how am I doing so far, right?
You're doing amazing.
Nice. I'll put a picture up there, do a video, connect it to your social media, get a flower, raise some money. Mm-hmm. You get a t-shirt if you go over a certain amount and have some fun.
I'm sold.
I love it. So when we come back, we're going to take a short break and hear a word from our sponsor. We're going to talk about the other walks in the state, where they are, the location, all of that. So if you're listening statewide, you'll want to hear this information. And then we're going to talk, so for the folks that maybe say, oh my gosh, this is time for me to make my sandwich or what have you. After we get done talking about the local walks in the Colorado state, we're just going to talk about what the money pays for, what kind of services you have, and a few statistics. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hey, friends. I'm excited to tell you about Pine Grove Crossing Assisted Living and Memory Care in Parker, Colorado. They set the bar high for person-centered care. They're locally owned, and they focus on exceeding their residents' expectations while providing excellent dining, housekeeping, and transportation services. Their care team with licensed nurses are available 16 hours per day, 7 days a week, to ensure clinical needs are addressed as soon as possible. Check them out at pinegrovecrossing.com or 303-996-8000 and see how care goes into everything they do.
Welcome back to Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz, a candid conversation as we learn about types of dementias, such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, frontal temporal, and Lewy body, and their effects on the people we love.
Okay, I'm back, and I have my friend Rebecca Engel with me from
hello.
the Denver Walk to End Alzheimer's,
yes.
And you work for the Colorado Alzheimer's Association.
Correct.
And I'm so excited to have you here because the walks are just so much fun. They're so cool. And for those of you, I said you could go make a sandwich or something. What you could do is pull up alz.org and find a walk near you while we're talking about the Colorado walks.
Absolutely.
Okay. So for my folks that are national and international, you have something you can do for the next few minutes. While we give you some great ideas about how the smaller walks throughout the state kind of put their spin on things.
Sure.
Right?
Absolutely.
So where do you want to start? Let's start with the first.
So we've got, oh my goodness, folks, get ready. August 10th is Boulder. Yes, they are always leading the way for Colorado. They're always the first walk for the Colorado chapter, and they are coming in the next couple of weeks. I know.
Excellent.
They're gearing up and ready to go. It's going to be held at University of Colorado in Boulder, Colorado. All the information is the same. Registration opens up at 7. You have your program at 9, and walk immediately to follow. All the walks are about 2 miles long.
Okay, and that walk is throughout University of Colorado campus.
Correct. It is
cool.
Absolutely beautiful up there.
Love it.
So if you love the Boulder area and you want a really beautiful walk, come and join us. It's absolutely gorgeous.
And so where do people park for that? Do you have some additional lots set up there? Because that's a little tight along Interstate 36.
Yes. There are some additional lots, and you will be able to find all of that on the Boulder Walk website. For each walk, there is an FAQ that has all of the information, location and parking and what to bring, what not to bring. So all of that's available for everybody.
Okay. So any state, really, could just go on their state site.
Yep.
And more than likely, all their walks are going to be listed.
Yes. And
right?
You can even go on the ilz.org/walk website, and the entire state will pop up, and you just type in, you want to look at it by state, you want to look at it by walk. You can go that way, and then you can take a look and see who else is doing walks. We have about 631 walks at this point nationwide.
Wow, so, that's amazing.
Absolutely.
Where did Denver end up in the top 10 last year?
Number 6.
Okay.
Number 6
that's
nationwide.
That's awesome, because we're not the biggest city in the country.
We are not even near the biggest city.
Wow.
And, our population is... spread.
Take that, Chicago, L.A., right? Let's rub their noses in it a little bit. Because you've got some big cities, New York, Miami, you know?
We do, and everybody's doing amazing things.
Yeah, they really do.
Nation,
I'm just teasing. But it's very competitive. So wherever you are in the U.S., get involved so we can see who's going to be behind Denver.
Yeah.
I love
that's
it.
Right.
Okay, so we got Boulder off,
got
and
Boulder.
That's August 10th,
yes.
You said.
August
okay.
10th.
What's next?
What is next? We have the August 24th, we have Steamboat and our Northern Plains Walk. So that's going to be in Sterling.
Okay.
So Sterling and Steamboat are on August 24th. Again, you can look at that website and get all of the questions.
Walk information?
Yeah, walk information on there. Yeah. What's next?
What, do you have the name of the parks?
There? We do. So Casey's Pond is Steamboat. That's the location.
Now, wait
there.
A second. Isn't that a care community that gives the land and people walk on that land?
Yep.
I love that.
Yes, absolutely.
Cool.
It's been held there for the last several years. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And
well,
Sterling. Sterling's a small little town.
It is, but they do it right, and they have a great support from the community, so it's an amazing walk as well. And
does Connie still run that walk?
She helps out, yes.
She doesn't run it, but it's a local person that puts it on. And she raises around $20,000 for that walk, right?
Yes. Our staff partner, Ashley, does an amazing job. And
thank you, Ashley.
Yes. So, Connie's definitely a great supporter of Ashley's. So,
yeah
and that's
nice.
Going to be held at Columbine Park in Sterling.
Okay. So, all right. So that's August 24th.
Yes.
Okay. What's next?
What is next? Okay, let's see. Next on the list is September 7th.
Mm-hmm.
We have Pueblo, which is down at Rock Canyon Swim Beach at Lake Pueblo State Park.
Ooh,
it's
that sounds pretty.
It's gorgeous.
Wow. So they walk around the lake?
They walk around the lake, yeah. It's
nice.
Really pretty. Yes,
nice.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And September 7th for that one.
Okay.
And then it gets even busier after that.
Wow. All right.
September 14th. Drum roll. We have Denver. Denver City Park.
Yay.
We have the Tri-County Walk, which is in Fort Morgan at the downtown city park there.
Okay. Tri-County. So who all attends that? That's Greeley.
Nope. Greeley has their own walk.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Yep.
Fort Collins?
Nope. Fort Collins has their own walk.
Oh, darn.
I have not been in Colorado long enough to know the counties.
That's all right. I think it's Weld County.
It is Weld.
Hey, I got one.
Yep.
Okay.
But I could not, for the life of me, think of
that's
the other
all
ones.
Right. I just threw you for a loop.
You
that's
did.
Okay. But we've
you
got
did.
The Tri-County, and it's where?
It is a downtown city park in Fort Morgan.
Fort Morgan. That's
yes.
another one.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
There we go. Perfect.
Yes. And then we have a third walk on the 14th, which is our Southwest Colorado walk at Cortez. At Cortez City Park.
Okay. Is that / Durango kind of?
It's not. It's near Durango, but it's actually a Cortez walk.
Nice.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So that is a happening weekend.
Yep.
The next happening weekend is September 21st. That's our Larimer County walk, which is in Loveland.
Okay.
And I'm going to butcher the name of this park. I'm going to try to do my best. Chipungu Sculpture Park. Do you know of that?
No.
I don't either. I haven't been
good
up
job
that
trying
way.
To pronounce
Thank
it.
Thank you. I'm sorry to those in Loveland if I screwed that name up.
That's all right. Hey, how about the Colorado Springs Walk? That's usually the same day as the Denver Walk. Did that change?
It did change. Yes.
Wow.
It did change. So that's
separate. That's big.
Yeah.
That's big.
Yes.
All right. So
that's
I'll let
huge.
You go on with the list, and you tell me where that falls
all right.
in.
Where we September 21st.
Okay.
Same day as Loveland.
And that's at America the Beautiful.
Correct.
Nice.
Yes.
America the Beautiful
America
Park.
Yep. Colorado Springs. Those are both. So Loveland and Colorado Springs are both on the 21st.
And we're going to give a shout out to Charlotte.
Yeah.
Charlotte Long down
Love
there.
Charlotte.
Doing a great job
She's
in the
amazing.
Springs.
Absolutely. She rocks. She's awesome.
Okay.
So next we have, next weekend is September 28th.
Okay.
We have the Western Slope, which is Grand Junction Walk.
Okay.
At Long's Family Memorial Park.
Okay.
We have the Greeley Walk, which is at Bittersweet Park
okay.
in Greeley. And we have one other one is our Vail Valley Walk, which is new to the association. Last year was their first inaugural year.
Okay.
That is at Brush Creek Park in Eagle.
Okay. So each one of those vary in size. You could have
yes.
200 people walking.
Mm-hmm.
You could have 10,000 people walking.
Yes.
But all of them, and one of the parks is really apropos. The name is wonderful. Bittersweet Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one in Greeley, I think you said. You know, it really is.
It is.
Really is. It's a meaningful walk. It's just all across the country. It's
yeah.
just amazing how many people come out in support because there's such a stigma still to this day around this disease, which I just
yes.
don't understand. I don't
get either, because the best thing you can do is talk about it.
Right.
Make people aware of what's going on and staying social, even though it's hard.
Right.
Staying social is what's best. That's how you're going to get your support system to continue to help out. And nobody is going through this. Nobody needs to go through this alone.
Well, exactly. Keep learning new things. Eat
yep.
right. All that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Like I said, we're learning that about the conference this year. So just to recap, a walk near you, ALZ.org, and then you can go on and pick your city. In Colorado, they range all the way from August the 10th to September 28th.
Yes.
Yeah. And so how many walks total do you have?
We have 12 walks now in Colorado.
12 walks. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
The biggest, of course, just to recap, is Denver on September 14th. And for Colorado people listening, Rebecca said something big. The walk in the Colorado Springs area is still at the same park, but it's a week later.
Correct.
Okay. It's a week later this year. So I'm not sure why that changed, but I actually think it's a good thing. Because there were a lot of people that from the Springs area that always wanted to come up for the Denver Walk and they couldn't come on those days. So it's just a really cool, cool thing. And again, you can find all the resources of how to start your own team, how to be a sponsor of the walk, how to get your information out there, how to raise money. There's just a zillion ideas, and your committee and the association here and everywhere will help you. Your committee's fantastic.
We have a wonderful volunteer committee.
Let's give a little nod to them. They're
absolutely
awesome, right?
They are awesome. Absolutely. We have about, I'd say at this point, about 45 volunteers that help Allie and myself with the walk, whether it's the logistics side of things or making those important phone calls to our team captains and helping them coach through the entire campaigning season, whether it's, hey, it's time to get registered, to, oh, my gosh, you're doing an amazing job on your fundraising. So those people are so important for our committee as well. So there's a little bit of everything for everybody. We have a sponsorship committee as well that's helping me out with the companies and getting them involved as well. So there's something for everybody, and we also have a ton of volunteer opportunities at the association. It's not just working on the walk, but it's working on the program side as well. Mm-hmm. So if anybody's ever interested in that, please feel free to either give the office a call or go to that 1-800 number, 800-272-3900, or please feel free to look us up on our website, alz.org/CO for Colorado, and we'd be happy to have you.
Awesome. Out. You know what my favorite committee is? The food. For years, you've had those burritos. It used to be Benny's, and then it changed to Santiago's, and I'll complain about none of it. I'm over there trying to scarf a couple for my for the people that help me with my booth.
Yes.
But the food is really great. They have coffee while it lasts.
Yep.
There's water everywhere for you at the walk. Yep. And really, just if you can attend the Denver walk, really try.
Yeah.
There's something for everybody. It's just phenomenal.
Yeah.
So now let's shift gears just a little bit and talk about what the walk actually supports. So the association, you have a new leader, and you have for the last year. My dear friend Amelia Schaefer.
She's wonderful.
Is no longer interim. She is the executive director of the Colorado Association. I'm so happy for you.
Oh, we are ecstatic to have Amelia as our leader. She is absolutely amazing.
Love her. She's terrific. And she's even, I'm just going to give her a little shout out. Even become the Western leader.
Region 4 leader.
That's amazing. She's super cool.
Yes.
But you touched on it a little bit. You have volunteers that can come in, and they make up a big portion of the workforce because they help you pull off many of the things. You need about 100 volunteers just for the walk.
Well, we have about 450 for the walk.
Yeah.
For a day of.
Right.
There's no way we could do it without the help of our volunteers.
And if they want to still volunteer, can they?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Give us a call.
Yeah. There's so many things you can do, from walking up, picking up garbage, to just helping people find what they're looking for, to making sure everybody has water, to along the parade routes.
Yep.
They volunteer and bring their talents.
Yes, we have a ton of things to do on day of.
Yeah.
So we're always looking for, if you're an entertainer and you want to come out and help support, we have people on the actual walk route doing some entertaining for everybody that's walking around.
Juggle,
which is great.
Play guitar, cheerlead, whatever you want, right?
That kind of gives people just that little
square
extra
dance.
Ump to keep on going.
Just cheer everybody along.
Yep.
Pass water out to the people who are walking.
Yep. We have water stations. We have, remember we talked about it earlier, the kids zone, so we always need help if you love the little ones and want to work with those families. We have all kinds of fun projects for them to do during the day and learn about the disease and how they can help their family members if they're going through it as well. We have registration is a huge volunteer area as well.
Yeah, setting up the walk. You need help the day before the walk to set everything up.
Yep.
And I forgot to say this, but people can go and have their family pictures taken, their team pictures taken, which is totally cool.
Yep.
So not only can they volunteer at the walk, but they can volunteer at other events, but they can also volunteer for advocacy, right?
Absolutely,
it's important that we march on the states and tell them we need Alzheimer's dollars.
Yes, we definitely need the funding. We need federal funding. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We need state support as well from your congressman. If you know your local mayor, congressman, or whoever it might be, your local legislation, talk with them, have a conversation. And
absolutely. And they don't have to pull it out of a hat.
No.
The association is really good nationwide, but the local chapter is really fantastic.
Yes.
They'll send me an email saying, hey, this is a bill we're trying to pass. This is legislation we're trying to put through. So please just sign up and send this, and it will go to all of your local people. So you do all the hard work. You do the heavy lifting.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, we have an amazing advocacy team.
That is totally cool. I love that. Let's see. You can donate throughout the year. For the actual walks, you can donate all the way to the end of the year. So don't think that once the walk is over, it's done. You can still collect money. You can still send out emails to people, things like that. You also have a really strong young professionals group. So you invite young people to come in and get involved. This isn't an old person's disease.
No.
Let's start talking about that, right?
Absolutely.
So do they still have their football game and stuff that they play?
They do, and they actually moved it to October for this year. So it's post-walk. So the young professionals group of the association run that. It's called Rivals. And it's
used
to be called Blondes versus Brunettes. It's
right,
a really fun female flag football game.
Yeah.
So they're looking for supporters and as well for that day. And if you are a young person looking to get involved, whether you have a connection or not and you want to do something in a bigger way, let us know and we'd love to have you.
And for young people listening, I just want to give a little shout out to a sweet young woman I've been mentoring for several years, Anna Newman. Anna used to do a fundraiser for the association years ago, and she did a memory box event with kids that would go to a local sunrise down in Cherry Creek and visit with the residents in the memory unit throughout the year. And then they made memory boxes with that person's life, little artifacts to represent that person's life. And then they would sell those boxes, and she raised it. So I had her for 5 years. I ran the Walk to End Alzheimer's for Denver. Mm-hmm. And so I created a teen group, and she was the first teen committee member, teen chapter committee member. She just graduated from Stanford.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel old. And Anna was a person that was invited to actually do a civilian poster at the International Conference that we talked about is going on right now. She did that in Ireland several years ago. And I just wrote a letter for her to get into med school. So that's why the young people are important to me.
Yes.
I wanted them engaged. I wanted teenagers to get involved and have them have their own fundraising group and, working with just coming and being a part of the committee. So it was a teen chapter committee. And I just love that. And now it's morphed into her going all the way from being a sophomore and a junior and senior in high school and doing this memory box program. She started in the seventh grade to now she's graduated from Stanford and is going into med school.
That's
and guess
awesome.
What she's wanting to do? She wants to go into neurology and work with people with Alzheimer's.
We need more of that.
So there's ways to get involved for life. Be involved. Be part of the cure. The walk is a great place to begin. It's a great place to learn about what's available to your family if you're facing this disease for the first time.
Yes.
And there's other events you can do throughout the year, but this is the biggest, most identifiable.
This is the largest fundraiser we have for the association.
Yeah. And I just feel like it's just important on so many levels.
It
doesn't have to be just old people there walking. There can be young people there walking. There are many young people. Did you bring some statistics with you about the disease?
I did. And they're a little scary. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, they are.
Unfortunately, we've got two women sitting right here.
Right.
Women are actually 2/3 more likely to get to have Alzheimer's disease.
Isn't that amazing?
Or also, 2/3 of caregivers are women.
Right.
So we're not only, taking care of everybody, but we are more likely to get the disease as well.
Right.
Which is a scary
thing. And right now, we think 5.8 million people have it in the U.S.?
It's just somewhere under 6 million.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Yeah. And we think it's growing.
Yes.
The percentage is getting higher.
Well, it's growing because people are now more aware of the disease.
And getting more diagnosis.
Right. People are actually, there's you know, like you said earlier, the stigma is still there a little bit, but people are more apt to talk about it now with their doctor and get that diagnosis, have those cognitive assessments with your doctor if you have any, any, you know, questions or concerns with that.
You talked about caregivers.
Yes.
So I pulled up a statistic. More than 16 million Americans provide unpaid care, meaning they're working for free with their loved one, with Alzheimer's or other dementias, which could be Parkinson's, frontal, temporal, vascular, could be a lot of things. These caregivers provided an estimated 18.5 billion hours of care.
Yes.
18.5 billion hours of care. And it's valued at nearly $234 billion. That's crazy.
It is absolutely
crazy.
Talk
about scary.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. People are – it's a full-time job on top of your full-time job.
Here's a weird one. Only 16% of seniors regularly have cognitive assessments during their routine checkups.
Mm-hmm.
16%.
Yep.
That means 84% aren't.
Correct.
Wow. Wow. And the 5.8, living with Alzheimer's, by 2050, that number is going to go to nearly 14 million.
Yes, it will more than double.
Wow. How about our friends that are Hispanic or Black?
Hispanics and African Americans are more likely as well to form Alzheimer's at some point in their
life. That's amazing.
Yes.
It's amazing. So just real fast, we've got about 5 minutes left. I thought it would behoove us just to go a little bit through warning signs if anybody's worried about it. And then we'll circle back to the walk information one more time about how you can get on the website, the phone number, how to call Rebecca if you want to be a sponsor, if you just want to walk, whatever you want to do. So the 10 warning signs, memory loss that disrupts daily life.
Yes.
It's the biggest, most common sign.
It is. And I do want to stress on that particular one. People get a little nervous when, oh, I lost my keys.
Right.
Well, the difference is you may have lost your keys, but you can retrace your steps.
Right.
And you can eventually find those keys.
Right.
If we're having some cognitive issues that are more, leaning more towards some form of dementia, that means we may not even remember we lost our keys. And we can't track them. We can't retrace our steps back. That's where that concern is. And, you know, it's the daily life. We've heard a million stories from our helpline folks. We have somebody that was she did laundry, you know, for 50 years, and she couldn't remember how to turn on the machine.
Right.
So things like that that are interrupting, like you said, are interrupting our daily lives is what we need to be concerned with.
And as far as those keys go, maybe you look at them and you're not sure what their function is.
Right.
That's the difference between the cognitive and just losing your keys. If you're losing your keys, put them in the same place every day. That won't happen. Get more organized. But if you're running through problems, like you just said, about retracing your steps, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Number two, challenges in planning or solving problems. Not being able to balance your checkbook.
Yep.
You know, things like that, right?
Yes. Being able to type an email or formulate a sentence or even the words.
Follow a familiar recipe.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, number three, difficulty completing familiar tasks at home, at work, or leisure. That just means, you know, like trouble driving, going from A to Z, knowing how long it takes to complete a certain task. Just things like that, right?
Yep.
Just the warning signs. We're just talking about some warning signs here. Concentrating might take a little bit longer. It takes you a little longer to process things. This is where in the early stages, the early, early stages, people stop learning new things.
Yes.
That's a big deal. We've talked about that at length on my last show. Okay. Number four, confusion with time and place. What day is it? What time is it?
Great. What's my address? I don't know.
What's the season?
Yeah.
Where do I live?
Right.
Oh, shoot. I just drove. I'm not sure where I'm at. I just passed. Did I pass my street? I'm not sure if I passed my street.
Yeah.
Right? Things like that. Number five, trouble understanding visual images and spatial relationships. And I don't know if anybody can hear, but my stomach's growling. Maybe I forgot to eat breakfast this morning. We all have issues, right?
That's right. But that's only because you were busy.
Right. That's too funny. But, yeah, that's all about maybe judging distance, difficulty reading, things like that. That is more than needing glasses.
Right.
Right?
Right. And this is also where the driving issue comes in as
well. Yeah, absolutely.
You need that spatial awareness.
Absolutely. Number six, problems with words. New problems with words, speaking, or writing. So maybe you're writing something down. It's not looking quite right to you, things like that, right? Yeah. Number seven, misplacing things and losing the ability to retrace steps. You just retrace steps. Say that three times.
Yes.
You just said that. That's a big issue.
Yeah.
Decreased or poor judgment, spending too much money on an item, not realizing how much you have in your bank account, seeing those poor little puppies on the ASPCA and you give $19 a day as opposed to $19 per month,
right.
Not knowing when somebody's calling you and scamming you on the phone, things like that. Okay. Number nine, withdrawal from work or social activities. That's huge. They start to become very reclusive. And then changes in mood and personality.
Yes.
Yeah. So in general, you can call 1-800-272-3900. Again, 1-800-272-3900. And TTY, what does that mean? Is that where people have hearing impaired or something like
yes.
that?
Yes.
Okay. So if you need additional languages and things like that, 200 different languages, that TTY number, for those of you who do know what that means. Because I do not. It's 1-866-403-3073. 866-403-3073. Give the Alzheimer's website again.
It is alz.org. Or if you are looking walk specifically, it's alz.org/walk.
Okay. Yes. And the Colorado chapter has been blazing trails and setting the bar for a long time,
they
I feel,
sure have.
Right?
Yes.
I love that.
We have an amazing program staff here
yes.
at the Colorado chapter.
It's, yes.
Yes. I'm so thankful to be able to work with them and learn from them. And
yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, it really is. And for those of you who are out there thinking about, you know, other diseases like Lewy body and frontal temporal and things like that, the association does have support groups. And there are support groups for FTD.
Yes.
Frontal temporal, 94 support groups statewide, just great stuff.
Yes.
Denver Walk is September 14th.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, you get there at 7 if you want those yummy burritos.
So you gotta be registered to get those burritos.
You have to be registered. Register for the walk. Have a team. Raise money.
Yes.
Charge a lot of money to the people that are participating.
That's right.
$100 is a good number.
Yeah, we have a big goal this year we have to try and reach. So
right.
We need your help.
Right. Rebecca, thank you.
Thank you.
I love this. And I can't wait to see all of you out there at the Walked Into Alzheimer's. Come by my booth and say hello, Summit Resilience Training. I'm a media sponsor again this year, and I'm super excited. We will see you next week with more resources and information. Have a great week, everybody.
Living and working with Alzheimer's and other dementias can often be challenging. Summit Resilience Training provides education utilizing non-medical approaches for those who work with our friends affected by dementia. Believing families still need one-on-one assistance, we provide classes which help them understand the diseases affecting their loved ones, offering strategies and techniques for success with activities of daily living and working with confusing behaviors. We offer in-home assessments to clarify symptoms of dementia diseases and help families work together to find moments of joy while living with memory loss and impairment. Education programs instilling person-centered care philosophies are offered for professional caregivers working in communities and homes, which can be customized for their staff. Training is also available for first responders, such as law enforcement, fire, and EMT personnel. We are passionate that people with dementias, such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and others, are approached with compassion and understanding, and those who work with them have all the tools they need for success. Call us at Summit Resilience Training, 303-420-6988, to schedule a class or in-home assessment. Visit our website at summitresiliencetraining.com for more information.
You've been listening to Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz. To learn more about her resources, services, classes, or to book speaking engagements, visit Jill's website at summitresiliencetraining.com. A new podcast drops every Tuesday, so join us as we learn more about dementias, resilience, and overcoming obstacles to find a positive outcome. Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz can be found on your favorite podcast provider. Please subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. Musical and technical support provided by Brian Hunter. See you next week.